Missouri native filmmaker Jet Ainsworth joins us now on Show Me Today, talking about his newest movie called The Soul Graffiti.
It's a feature film. It's a comedy, about 2 hours long, and it takes place in a fictional small town in Missouri where there are a lot of corporate influences, like the corporate coffee shops and a lot of cell phone stores that have started to kind of drain the charm from this small town. And it tells the stories of a group of the townies and their connection to this radio station that has been a heritage radio station for 40 years in that town that's fallen under financial stress. And they have decided to sell the radio station. And now it's up to the group of DJs and the community at large to kind of rally together, raise some money in an old school radio-a-thon, and try to save the radio station.
Well, there aren't too many mom and pop owned radio stations anymore. So is this at all based on real life, or is this totally your imagination?
Well, you know, it's funny that you asked that question, because one of the first graphics that we have in the first 30 seconds of the film is that it's based on 1,000 true stories. So it does come from my imagination, but it also comes from practical experience. I've worked in broadcasting for 25 years now in small radio stations all across the state of Missouri. And there's a little bit of taste from every single one of these little towns, like Boonville and Sedalia and Columbia, Jefferson City, and how the community really connects with these radio stations after a few decades. And some of the stories from pulling back the curtain and kind of showing the fourth wall of how radio is actually done when the microphones are off, I think is a story that hasn't really been told a whole lot in film.
This is a little inside baseball for us radio people, but I will tell you that it was no surprise to come in as a DJ and find your last paycheck on the bulletin board on the door to the studio. And that you're done. That is a true story. Or, hey, we're flipping formats and you don't really fit the new format. And so these are...
You're 100% right, Joey. It's funny that you bring that up, because if I would have met you a year ago, the check on the bulletin board or on the door, that would have been in the movie. That's exactly the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, and kind of the stuff that you see in The Soul Graffiti, which is, how do radio DJs run radio contests?
Okay, let's take a listen.
Sandy and Randy, 101 The Jam, will have your next chance to win tickets coming up in about 20 minutes from now. We'll let you know when you can be caller number 10 to win. Once again, 101 The Jam.
That's a clip from the movie The Soul Graffiti.
You know, all of those small little things that, as a listener, you've probably always wondered about the magic of radio. Well, we kind of peel back the curtain a little bit, so you do get to see kind of how the world is inside of the actual radio studio.
Well, you know, a couple of my favorite shows, movies, talk radio was such a good movie to me. The television show News Radio was always a lot of fun. And of course, I was a kid when WKRP in Cincinnati was on.
Yeah, this definitely has some WKRP influence. It has some Good Morning Vietnam influence when it comes to the tone of the movie. It is a comedy, but we also take a pretty sharp, serious turn in the film as well. And it definitely, if you've seen Good Morning Vietnam, for those that don't know, it's an 80s movie that starred Robin Williams. And it takes place in the late 60s during the Vietnam conflict. And it's the tone of it has always felt so realistic and inspirational. It's actually one of the reasons why I got into radio to begin with as a teenager. And so we wanted to make a film that was not so much slapsticky, but felt pretty relatable to just about anyone that's from a small town or has ever worked in broadcasting.
One of my favorite scenes in the trailer, obviously, it's sad to see, you know, the bad news being delivered. Let's take a listen.
New format, no longer number one. Everything's freaking terrible.
I know.
The music today, I don't understand any of it.
I feel you.
It's not any good. They don't write their own. There's no heart. It's all just, get the listens. We're the sexy outfit. What do you think? Where's the talent?
That's a real story, I'm sure. there are a lot of folks that have been listening to a radio station for 10, 15, 20 years. And then one day they turn it on and they're not playing the same music anymore. The news guy's gone. You know, it kind of becomes part of your breakfast, a part of your lunch, a part of your drive home from work. And then when things change, a format change, it really kind of shakes you up. And in this film, that happens. For 40 years, the station was country and news. And then when the original owner passes away, his son takes over. And his son thinks the best move is to turn it into a pop station and fire the news director and fire a bunch of other beloved radio personalities. And you can kind of see in the first few minutes of the film, we really get right to it. And I think in the first 5 minutes, there are two or three people that are fired. So it kind of drops you right into the middle of what's a downfall for this small little radio station.
And it's, again, based on 1,000 true stories, and I can get that totally. All right, so you had a budget, but I think you saved a little bit on some of your set budget, didn't you?
Most definitely. Part of the challenge of making this film was it was written in 2020 during COVID, and that's when we were doing our cast auditions and all of that, and we had to do everything via video. So we were getting video auditions from all over the state for this film. Then once we actually started production, you know, we weren't out of the woods yet. It was 2021, and we definitely had to pare down our production, small crew. Generally, we would only have three or four actors on set, things of that nature. And it was an interesting production, certainly the most interesting production that I've been a part of. But yes, as far as budget, it was almost a blessing that the pandemic happened, because it kind of forced us to cut out a lot of the frills. And I think what we're left with now is a film that isn't sparkly. It's very grounded and based in realism, not unlike The Breakfast Club or, you know, some of those 80s and 90s films that we all grew up loving and watching. It's really just about people, because the budget dictated and the ability to get together with each other dictated that it had to be that type of film.
Well, unless you're into a bunch of stunts or CGI needs, you can tell a great story on a very low budget if the story can carry itself.
100%. And I think what happens in big budget films, especially the ones that are made out west in Hollywood, is that they do have a budget, and the filmmakers, the producer or the director, feels like they need to spend every dime. And sometimes those production companies will say, well, it doesn't have enough explosion. It doesn't have enough, it doesn't have a space scene, you know, things of that nature, where it does kind of convolute what the actual story is. And I don't know if you've ever felt this way working in broadcasting for a couple decades that you have, but oftentimes, if you have too many tools at your disposal, you'll have a tendency to use them. Mm-hmm. And when you use all those tools, you can kind of forget or lose yourself in what the spirit of the piece is, what the spirit of the work is.
Right. And when you have limited tools, you're forced to tell stories in different ways. You know, one of the things that I talk about, the difference between radio and television, is I almost think anybody on television should be required to be on radio first, because if you can tell a story without the pictures, then you can graduate and have the bonus round of pictures to help tell your story. But first, you have to be able to tell it without that, with just your sound and your dialogue.
That's an absolutely great point. You're exactly right, because the true advantage of film, and I think why people love going to the movies, why people love watching TV shows or checking something out like a series on a streaming platform, the reason why people do that is because film really fills up a lot of those senses, the sense of hearing, the sense of sight, and obviously it can really move you emotionally. Music can do that, but a music video can do that even better.
There are times you're sitting in a theater and something makes you emotional. You get emotionally attached to a character or a plot, and it makes you think about things in real life.
It really does. I think that's the biggest thing with storytelling these days is it almost has to be one of two things. It either has to be fantastic, you know, largely unbelievable, so there's some escapism there, or it has to be completely relatable to where you feel like you're seeing yourself on screen. And I think the Soul Graffiti, thanks to all of the performances by Kyle Lathan, Danielle Brower, Hannah Hart, Derek Gooding, Maurice Jones, Robin Atkins, so many tremendous performances where they literally took the character on the page and they put themselves, their own life experience, into those characters. So when you see these characters on screen, you're really seeing a piece of the actor as well.
That's well said. You were able to do this whole movie, Jet, in Missouri, right?
Correct, yes.
So it's made in Missouri, and people are going to be able to see it in Missouri this weekend, right?
It is, yeah. It's actually premiering in Jefferson City at Capital City Cinema. We'll be running April 15th and 16th, Easter weekend, and also the following weekend, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And then we'll be in Columbia at Ragtag Cinema on May 8th as well. And then we plan a digital release following the theatrical release.
So what would you say to our folks in, say, St. Louis, Kansas City, Joplin, the Boot Heel, about coming up for this premiere?
Well, I would tell them it's worth the drive. If you are the type of person that might be a little tired of Marvel movies or any type of show that maybe is more in the realm of fantastic, then the Soul Graffiti is the independent art film that you've been looking for.
Jet Ainsworth, the writer and director of the movie The Soul Graffiti. It premieres this weekend and next in Mid-Missouri. Thanks for joining us, Jet, on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.